Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study of the promises of God for everyday life. Today I want to speak with you about God's promise of wisdom. We live in a day when the need for wisdom is as great as ever. We are pressed on every side with much decision-making on a constant basis in our fast-paced society, and the need for wisdom is critical to be successful in this life and to deal wisely in the affairs of life. But we have a precious promise from God that He will give of His wisdom to us if we would only ask. We know that God has all knowledge and all wisdom, and this is the place from which we can receive the wisdom that we may need in a marriage problem, in a problem with disciplining of our children, with employment situations that need to be resolved, difficulties with an employer or with a coworker or perhaps with an employee. God has answers for every one of life's difficult questions, and we can seek those answers by pursuing the Lord to give us and allow us to partake of His wisdom. And He's made a promise to us in James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, that we would be able to partake of God's wisdom. It says in James 1, starting at verse 5, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him." I'll stop there for this moment and make a few comments. If any of you lacks wisdom, the scripture says, all of us lack wisdom at one time or another. Actually, we lack wisdom all of the time unless we are in communion with God, who will give to us of His wisdom. But we are given an instruction here with the promise, and the instruction is very simple. It says, let that person ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach. And the promise then comes and it says, it will be given to him. In Matthew 7:7, Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. God is not stingy when it comes to giving of himself, of his blessings, of his great storehouse of blessings. And he is most interested in his children operating in the wisdom of God. But we are required of the Lord to ask God for His wisdom. We have to acknowledge that we lack wisdom in our own strength, but with God's wisdom, we can have perfect understanding. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, we find this instruction: trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. This scripture admonishes us that we should not lean on our own natural understanding. Though you may have an excellent intellect, which is a gift from God, God does not want any person to rely on their carnal thinking, their natural mind, their ability to figure things out in their own strength. God wants us to pursue Him for His perfect wisdom. Things are rarely as they appear, as we will see so often in the earth, that with your natural eyes and with your natural mind, though a situation may appear to be a certain way, God, who has all understanding and perfect wisdom, can look right through the situation and know it is not as it appears, and the answer is quite different than what it may appear to be to you or I, looking at it with carnal thinking and carnal vision. But God says He will give us His wisdom if we will ask, and that He'll give it generously and without reproach. That means He's not going to upbraid you for not knowing what to do in a situation, Many Christians will not even approach God about a certain matter because they think, well, I should know better. I should know what to do. I've been a Christian for 30 years. I should know what to do in this situation. But the Lord says He will give you wisdom generously. He won't reproach you and say, why didn't you know that? Why haven't you been in the church for 30 years? No, He knows that every person has a need for the wisdom of God. And you may be facing a trial today where you are in desperate need of the wisdom of God. God is willing, able, and ready and desiring to give you that wisdom. But how can you get a hold of it? First of all, it says that we must ask. That means you have to approach God in prayer and not just say, oh God, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Look at the condition that is given to us here in James chapter 1 that comes along with the promise. Almost every promise in the Bible you will find has a condition that must be fulfilled in order for the promise to be obtained. Here's the condition that we see that's attached to the promise that God will give you wisdom if you ask. It goes on in James chapter 1 to say, but he must ask in faith, without doubting. For one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Now, those verses have a lot of deep implications, but let's apply it, first of all, simply to this promise of God's wisdom. He says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously without reproach, and it'll be given to him, but he must ask in faith without doubting. If you are in a situation where you are in desperate need of wisdom, and I would ask you this question and say, are you born again? And you replied, yes, I am. And I said, okay, then do you believe that the Spirit of God resides inside of your spirit? And you would say, yes, I believe I have the Spirit of God. Then let me say this to you. God's wisdom dwells in the Holy Spirit. God's wisdom is in the Holy Spirit who resides in your spirit, which means that inside of you, inside of your human spirit, that dwelling place for God, you have the Spirit of God who has all wisdom and understanding. So therefore, you have the wisdom of God inside of you. The only issue then is to listen to the Spirit of God so that you can have understanding and get the revelation of the wisdom for your particular situation. However, here is what I see very often with Christian people. They will say, I've been praying for wisdom. I need an answer. My marriage is falling apart, or I don't know whether I should take this job or whether I should go to this graduate school or whatever their problem may be at the moment where they need God's direction and divine wisdom about a matter. And I'll say, did you pray about it? Yes, yes, yes. I've been asking God. I've been asking God. And at the same time, out of one side of their mouth, they've been asking God for wisdom. Out of the other side of their mouth, they say, but I am so confused. But I don't know what to do. But I can't figure out the answer to this problem. And at the same time, they're speaking, you could say, out of two sides of their mouth. They are tossed like that wave that is mentioned here in James chapter 1. They are doubting. They're like that surf of the sea, driven and tossed. They are double-minded. They'd say, yes, the Spirit of God lives in me who has all wisdom, but I'm so confused. That's double-mindedness. God's wisdom resides in you if you have the Spirit of God residing in you. Your only issue, once you ask God for the wisdom, is to trust Him in faith that He, without doubting. And the doubt comes when you say, but I'm so confused, but I don't know what to do, but I haven't heard God's voice. Then you are being double-minded. God wants you to do it this way. Ask of God, ask in faith, meaning that you trust His word that He said He would give you wisdom. Do you believe that He will? His word says that He will. If you'll believe God, then you can, by faith, accept that He's giving you the wisdom that you have asked for and without doubting. And you can keep yourself from being double-minded by making sure that you do not allow yourself to agree with the lie that you're confused and you don't know what to do and all those things. Because inside of you is the answer, because inside of you is the Spirit of God if you're born again. And so inside of the Spirit of God is all the wisdom you'll ever need for life. Now, God wants you to have it. So do not be double-minded and say, I'm so confused, I don't know what to do, if you have asked God for wisdom. Once you've done it, say, Lord, I believe your word. I thank you that you said it will be given to me. I can have wisdom if I ask for it. I receive the answer to my situation right now, and I rest that you have got the answer and you're giving it to me and you're revealing it to me, and I rest in that in Jesus' name. And then wait on the Lord. Make sure you come aside. It's important, as Jesus showed us in his life on the earth, he would go to a solitary place and commune with the Father so he could hear what the Father was saying. Make sure you take time to go aside and say, Lord, I thank you for the wisdom for this situation. That's how you pray, because that's asking in faith and not doubting. You believe you received what you asked for when you prayed, as we're instructed in the Word of God. Don't doubt and put yourself in that place where you're double-minded and you're unstable in all your ways. God wants you to trust that his word is true, and once you've asked, that the answer is on the way to you. Now, remember this. Oftentimes, God will speak to people in many different ways. It's been said that God's first language is not English, it's dreams and visions. God may speak to you in a dream. You may wake up and just know what you should do because you had a dream, you saw yourself doing it a certain way, and it resolved the problem. Understand that's how God speaks sometimes. Sometimes he may speak to you just in your heart, and you'll just know what it is that you should do. But God will answer you if you ask in faith, and do not doubt. Trust him, thank him for the answer, and wait, and he will bring it. He may bring someone else who will say just the thing you needed to hear, and you'll know in your spirit that was the wisdom of God, and it's the answer to your situation. But expect the answer once you've prayed in faith, asking for wisdom. He wants you to have it. God bless you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.